Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Good evening, VV Nation. My name is Ryan, and welcome to the channel. Now, it is time for our 6 p.m. video where I try to keep you on the right side of the market and making money. Now, if you watched last week's video, there were two events coming up, one this week and one next week, that had the potential to really rock the markets. Now, today was the CPI data. I'm sure I wasn't the only one nervous about it, but I'm very happy to see the inflation pressures ease a little bit to 3.4%. Now, in tonight's presentation, I'm going to keep it very quick, very straight to the point, and we're going to go into the VectorVest 7 system, look at some market timing indicators to see exactly what the software is trying to tell us. And on top of that, because inflation data did ease, I'm going to show you some great growth stocks to potentially buy going forward. Now, if this is something that you're interested in, stick around and let's get started. Okay, VV Nation, we're on the homepage here. If you're new to the channel, or this is the first time you're watching one of my videos here, this is the VectorVest 7 software. This is not news-driven. This utilizes proprietary trend analysis to keep you on the right side of the market. So that being said, very simple here. You can see all the major indices up today. Everyone's excited that CPI data eased. So no surprise, investors are getting into the market. Now, the color guard is somewhat bullish. This market timing gauge is simply a direct reflection of the color guard below. You see the price column here. This is the VectorVest composite. Over 9,000 stocks are tracking throughout the U.S. market. It's just a better, broader representation of the overall market. It combines the NASDAQ, the S&P, the Russell, all these major indices into one, and then some. Now, the thing I'm really excited about, that the BSR is finally above one as of yesterday here. Big jump today, 1.21. The BSR buy-sell ratio went in positive territory as of yesterday, triggering the confirmed up signal. So you can see just from the homepage here, again, I try to keep it very simple. So does the software. We're seeing a bunch of green today. So that's why I'm excited to get into the market. The first graph I want to show you this evening is of the VectorVest composite. This is our market timing graph. You can see price action on the rise, full body candlestick today. Like what I see here. Now, there is a level of resistance coming in at the prior high at 67.21. Now, I am pretty confident that we're going to break above this new high pretty shortly. You can see the MTI down below right now at 1.2. Now, the MTI tracks the underlying trend of the market. The best way to utilize the MTI is get a sense if the market's being overbought or oversold. And what I mean by that, you can see it's at 1.2 currently. These two red lines at 1.5 and 1.6 respectively is typically when the market is in overbought territory. Just letting you know that upside potential is now starting to be outweighed by downside risk. Now, looking at the graph, you can clearly see we have a little room to go before getting back into these overbought territories. Thus, I am pretty confident that we will break above this high and continue the market rally. Two other charts I wanted to share with you is the NASDAQ composite. Great news, we just hit a high as of today. Right now, it's currently trading at 16,668, but I'm very excited. We broke above this prior swing high, which was the level of resistance. And if I scroll down to the next chart, which is the SPX or S&P 500, you can see the exact same scenario here. The SPX hitting a new high today, nice full-bodied candlestick, breaking above the prior swing high, thus confirming this upward momentum. Here's what you've been waiting for, my top five growth picks for the current scenario that we're in. You can see three of these are in the semiconductor space. We've got NVIDIA, Taiwan Semiconductors, and Arm Holdings. Now, if you watched the video last week, I said there were two big events coming up soon. The first was CPI data that happened today. Next week being the second event is NVIDIA's earnings. So that's why I put three semiconductors in the space right now. You've got Taiwan Semiconductor, which is the manufacturer for NVIDIA, and I have Arm Holdings, which provides the architecture for NVIDIA's chips. Now, on top of this, I do have Salesforce and Celsius. A couple things I like about these positions, four out of five are up today. If we look at RV relative value here, you can see all five of these stocks do have long-term price appreciation potential. Now, as far as a safety rating here, most most of these stocks do have a great safety rating, from Celsius down to Taiwan Semiconductor, all in the 1.4s. ARM Holdings sits at 0.94. So just know that ARM Holdings is going to be the more aggressive stock out of this list. Now, when it comes to RT, relative timing here, most of these stocks are currently in uptrend. The only one that's lagging behind is CRM or Salesforce right now. You can see most of these stocks do have buy ratings. And as far as the forecasted data, look at the sales growth right here. Phenomenal numbers. The worst in the list being Salesforce at 11%, which is still pretty good. And if we take a look at the growth rate and earnings here, GRT, all double digits. The only company being single digits is Taiwan Semiconductors. But again, they're the manufacturer behind the AI revolution. All right, VV Nation, I hope you enjoyed tonight's presentation, and I hope you understand the logic behind my thinking. With inflation data coming out better than expected, I see huge potential for growth stocks in this space, especially now that the Federal Reserve has a little bit more ammunition when it comes to potentially lowering interest rates later this year. Now, if you found the video informative and you see the potential to make some money with the information I gave you, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like the content, so that way I can keep you updated going forward. Have a good night.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.